CDS.
Illinois gets to house some terror suspects. Any guesses where they're inheriting them from? The Dems ready to scrap Medicare extension program that was controversial to some, including Joe Lieberman, the senator who says he won't vote for this current form of health care reform. Obama wants bankers to buck up and start to lend Americans money again and jump on board. No deal so far on climate change at Copenhagen. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney. The show is America Tonight. We're going to take in a wild couple of hours here. In fact, there is so much buzz going on. It's unbelievable. And buzz over a couple of different things that I just mentioned. We have the inside scoop on the Illinois prison. We told you about that the other day as somebody in the media initially broke it. I want to say it was, I can't think of who it was. I want to say it was Reuters originally. But so this story isn't necessarily news. It's just that everybody's catching up to the story, and the reaction has been rather interesting. I found out some things from the people around that prison. Not too excited, actually, about getting those jobs. How about that? Also coming up on the show, we're going to talk about online shopping. You know, online shopping, while the recession is on and unemployment in some places up to 17%, online shopping is really still pretty big, up 6%, I think I read the other day, and especially during the holidays. Plus, people don't want to hassle with doing the mall thing, et cetera, blah, 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 and there's deep discounts by ordering things online. But let's start first by talking about Copenhagen. There's no doubt that the big clock on the wall is tick, tick, ticking. So there is no agreement at this point because the sands of time are rapidly going through the hourglass. I mean, and that's the bottom line. So the chief negotiator for the U.S. at the climate summit there is saying leaders have made a little bit of progress, but not enough to come up with a deal that all the countries can agree on. Because you have almost 200 countries that are there on the soil talking about the variety of things related to so-called global warming, right? And there's no question that there's a long way to go. There, you know, we've had Cal Biesner on the show, and he's been blogging about this and talking about some of the differences that the scientists had heading into this thing. And there is a definite, definite rift between the third world nations, the poorer nations, and those that are wealthy. And that is a huge, huge sticking point. Of course it is. The U.S. is, it's funny, as Cal said, it's kind of the odd man out, if you will, at the climate convention. There's about 120 plus leaders there. And the reason is because the U.S. is not agreeing to any kind of a binding commitment, which, of course, is what China said, that they wouldn't do that either. Now, Obama, as the president of the United States, has agreed to cut CO2 emissions by 4% over the 1990 level. China has agreed to cut its rate of increase, too. But, again, there is no binding agreement at this point. By the way, if you're curious about the president and whether or not he's going to Copenhagen, when he's going to be there, all that stuff, he's supposed to be there on Friday. So at this point, for all of the hoopla that was created over Copenhagen, we're going to have an agreement, an ironclad agreement between all the countries. I mean, this is the start of something big. So far, nothing has happened. Conversations, but nothing that is going to move forward once all of the so-called dignitary scientists and others involved in this giant convention are concerned. As soon as they all leave and take off in their private jets, burning all that fuel, putting it out there, they're walking away with lots of conversations, but no solid agreement. Apparently, in the Gitmo situation, there was a solid agreement. I told you about the memo that was leaked. And for some reason, it didn't make big news. I was surprised by that because that's obviously a very big story. You're going to have a sort of a Gitmo 2, or if you will, a new Gitmo. And while you have President Obama saying that this rural Illinois prison is going to house a chunk of those terror suspects from Guantanamo Bay, because remember, not all, obviously, you still have the problem of the New York terror trial for the senior Al-Qaeda detainees. There's five of those, if you remember. Khalid Sheikh Mohammed is one of them. I mean, we can go down this path, but you know how furious this makes me as somebody who was in Washington, or in Washington, who was in New York when all of this happened. And I see nothing but bad things for the people in New York if that follows through the way it's looking it's going to follow through, because the feds are actually considering sending a detainee named Majid Khan, who grew up in Maryland before actually allegedly enlisting with Al-Qaeda, to face trial in New York too. And this is, here we go again. Khan is one of, I guess, fewer than 20 at the detention center that is labeled as what we call high value by our government. We know the others, like I mentioned, the name Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, that seems to be the one that everybody already knows. Attorney General Eric Holder already decided that the self-declared mastermind, Mohammed, and his four henchmen are going to be tried in a court in Lower Manhattan. See, the question is how the wheels of justice turn, how fast or how stuck they get on some of this stuff. And Khan is somebody who traveled to Pakistan and asked help to ferry 50,000 to an Al-Qaeda affiliate in Thailand. They say that money was used to fund a bomb attack on a Marriott hotel, of course, remember that, in Jakarta, Indonesia. That was back in 2003. 144 people were injured. I want to say a dozen were killed. Two were United States citizens. Ultimately, he was captured. He admitted when he was interrogated to making the delivery and gave the information up that led to the capture of somebody else involved. So this is going to get real interesting in the Big Apple, starting with maybe Khan, because it sounds like they may push Khan forward first. It's looking that way, or the other five, but it's looking like Khan might be the first person to go through the system there. Again, somebody from Guantanamo, and then take the other five, who obviously will be transported to New York. And that's my other question. So if you're using Illinois as a place to house the rest of the people that are left, and that becomes your new Guantanamo, then is that how the pie is portioned off? You've got the Illinois prison chock full of those guys, and then you have the higher value Al-Qaeda tied terror suspects that ultimately go through the federal courts in New York. And what happens to the guys in the Illinois prison? How long do they stay there? And when does all this take place? Because the money has not been appropriated from the guys in Washington. People on the Hill that have to say, here's the money, because it's going to take some money to move all of these prisoners up. We're talking online shopping next here on America Tonight.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. See your doctor for checkups and call for a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that helps your body support prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201. This offer is for one free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201.
Are you tired of out-of-control, irresponsible federal deficit spending? Increasing the money supply without increasing productive output leads to inflation. You get less for your money. If you want to protect the buying power of dollars for your future, then call Peter May at Midas Resources. 800-686-2237, extension 135. You've worked hard for your dollars. Don't let the government strip their buying power with wasteful spending. Gold has a 5,000-year track record as money, real money you can count on. No government-backed paper currency comes close. Ask me about the protection of private gold. Call Peter May at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 135. Central banks from around the world are stockpiling gold. They know gold is real money. Call Peter May at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 135, to discover the advantages of private protected gold.
This is Big John Lipscomb. World government and all its tyranny is rapidly approaching. The choices you make today will determine your level of suffering and freedom tomorrow. I have two solutions for you, so you and your family can stay strong and free. PatriotFood.com. 135 pounds of long-lasting dehydrated food in 25 varieties. That's one-fourth the cost of many freeze-dried offers of the same weight. And SurvivalistSeeds.com, where I just released my best offer ever. 7,000 heirloom vegetable seeds, 30 varieties of vegetables. That's over 4 pounds of seed, and I ship it in a time capsule so they will last decades. And now, you can get a second for a $60 savings. PatriotFood.com and SurvivalistSeeds.com. Anything else is just a copycat.
Said right at the top, Kate Delaney's my name, and I was talking for a second there about online shopping versus traditional shopping, right in the middle of talking about Guantanamo and the Illinois prison getting some of the terror suspects. You know, there are other people across the U.S. that are breathing a sigh of relief, like at Leavenworth, like in Michigan. But here's the upshot of it. That prison, which basically had a handful of prisoners, that means more jobs. But what's interesting, if you talk to people from the town there, and I talked to someone today who didn't want to go on the record, they didn't want to come on the show, but they were willing to tell me that people are pretty upset. It's kind of a small rural town. I mean, it is a rural town. But for as few people as they have in the area, it's not all yay, hooray, we're gonna be put to work because we're struggling. This is a tough area, and we've lost jobs. We don't have much opportunity. Really, that's not been the reaction in the coffee houses and the greasy spoons. They're not, many of the people are not very happy about the announcement. And, in fact, one guy that I talked to said that and the thing that was curious is that there wasn't, you know, it came out, just like the other areas, that this was a possibility. But then all of a sudden, the next thing you know, boom, it blows up. And I guess, you know, there have been a few news people cruising around the area trying to ask questions, and nobody really knew what was happening. So this memo gets leaked. Boom, the next day, okay, we got a cop to this. And then my question becomes, well, how can you say that that's going to happen for that prison in Illinois when the money hasn't been ponied up yet? So who's footing the bill for this operation of removing however many you're removing from Gitmo? You figure you got the guys in New York that you're moving to New York, and then others to Illinois. because supposedly Guantanamo gets closed, but that money has not been earmarked, allocated, whatever you want to call it, approved, bottom line, because it has to go through Congress, and that hasn't happened. There was some rejection of that idea, if you remember. There were people, even plenty of Democrats could be found, because their constituents were up in arms about it, that didn't want to put any money toward moving those terror suspects from Cuba. They didn't want to do it. So you tell me, who's footing the bill for this? I don't know. George Soros? Somebody with serious money? Or is this another one of these, I don't know, backdoor deals? Can the president do that? Does he have the authority to do that? But, you know, that was the order. The president has directed the federal government to get this rural prison to house these terror suspects. And there hasn't been flap in the last 2 days. And to me, that's incredibly surprising. You can throw in your two cents on any of the things that, of course, as always, that we're talking about, including, obviously, Gitmo and how backhanded this is now becoming. 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Now, the thing with online shopping, as we see the numbers keep clicking up for unemployment, somebody's got money to spend because online shopping hasn't been bigger. I talked to somebody from the Home Shopping Network a couple of weeks ago, and they told me that that's what it's about. You know, as much as they pump everything else across the tube and people call in or whatever, the online portion and the deals and all that sort of stuff is up. It's one of their more lucrative areas. Neiman Marcus, a.k.a. Needless Markup, that's their boom area, the catalog division, the people calling in, ordering offline. So all I can say is somebody out there has money. And somebody out there, as we've had people on to talk about security and worried about somebody ripping off your credit cards and numbers and whatever, I guess people feel safe enough, comfortable enough as far as ordering online to jump in and just try to stay with sites that they feel are more secure, maybe bigger name sites, etc. I don't know, Donovan, are you a big online shopper? Have you ordered a lot of stuff online?
I tend to order a fair amount online. It's terribly convenient, and you can do it in the middle of the night.
That's what I think too. You've never had any problems, right? With any of your, when I say problems, I don't mean something was the wrong size or you sent something back or you ordered some music or whatever. I mean, you never had any problems with anybody ripping off your credit card numbers.
Nothing I've been aware of, although I actually don't usually use a credit card. I use a card associated with a checking account, which usually doesn't have that much in it.
That's the way to do it, because if something were to happen, it's like you said, there you didn't have a ton of money in it, plus most of the banks would back you up. They'll just put the money back in and they investigate, so they give it right back to you. And you don't have a problem. Usually that's usually what happens there. Well, it's interesting because I used to be, you know, Donovan says middle of the night, so I get that. I can relate. And some of you can relate, obviously, listening to us now. Maybe some of you got off of work. Maybe some of you are studying. Maybe some of you are insomniacs, whatever it is. Or you have split up days, or you're raising a family, and at night's the only time for you, etc. So I think, you know, there's 26 million or more what we would call third shifters, people actually working those hours. I think online shopping, I can understand why the spike is where it is, 3, 6%, 8%, all that kind of stuff, because of what Donovan just said. And as I said, I can relate to that. And because, frankly, let's face it, I mean, a lot of people don't have time to run out, snatch up a bunch of stuff, and you know, go and fit in everything else that they're trying to fit in work-wise, especially when people are juggling a couple of jobs. You know, ultimately, that's that's part of what the deal is, that you have people that aren't working the traditional hours. They're juggling a lot of other things, and it's easier to order online versus have to go and fight through the crowds and do the parking space thing and, you know, all that other stuff. So how about that? You know, talking about getting hit with unemployment, but yet still people having disposable income to shop, whether it is online or whether you're doing it by heading out to the stores. Here's a big surprise. Dubai, if you remember, was become like the place to go. People with money were all headed to Dubai, and of course the people there had been profiled on so many news shows and all this other sort of stuff. But what's interesting is that's an oil-rich area. And lately there have been some problems in that part of the world, and with maybe it's with the fluctuation of oil prices, all that other sort of stuff. So ultimately, you had this country struggling, and Dubai got a bailout of its own. It's nice to see the word bailout associated with another country. So they had to get $10 million, and they're calling it an essential lifeline. Yeah, how about that? And what it is Abu Dhabi pumped about $10 million into the next door neighbors. That's what it is, because they're right near each other, right next to each other, actually. And so that is hopefully will help that country. At least that's what they're hoping, because they are struggling. And it's interesting. They said that the investors cheered the move, and the government is saying that they would guarantee debts amassed by their chief growth engine. And they're really scrambling to figure out what to do with the business area, because that's what they've been about. I mean, the whole thing is about future dealings, conglomerates, and all that other sort of stuff. And they started to sink with oil, like I said, fluctuating the way it was. So another company taking a bailout. The bailout bought Dubai, saddled with more than $80 billion in debts, including Dubai World, some time that they desperately, desperately need. Speaking of time, we got a ton of it, so we're going to hit Odds and Ends next round the bend on America Tonight.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com, or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
You're listening to GCN, Genesis Communication Radio Network.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black pack Berkey Elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Ho, ho, ho!
The Christmas elves at Peppermint Jim's workshop have been busy whipping up holiday gift baskets jam-packed with their top-selling peppermint products. Log on to GetMint.com and choose from a variety of gorgeous, bright red holiday boxes bursting with all your minty favorites. Choose from the Holiday Double Mint Gift Basket or the Holiday Favorite, or go all out with the Deluxe Holiday Essential Oil Basket. No matter what you choose, you can't go wrong with these terrific all-natural Christmas gifts. Your friends and family will love them. And while you're picking up your gift baskets at GetMint.com, be sure to grab a few stocking stuffers, too. From bath salts to candles to pure mint oil, mint freshens the air, perks up your senses, and has terrific health benefits. To order, call 1-800-345-9068. Or visit GetMint.com. And for a limited time, they're offering free shipping for orders over $100. So add some sparkle to your holidays and give the gift of mint at GetMint.com.
Discussion when it comes to Tiger Woods and his harem. You knew I had to bring it up. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. And the reason is because it's the story that just keeps on giving. Telling you, if I'm Tiger Woods, I am begging the wife to go live on the island with her in Sweden. And hopefully they have no television there. So what's the latest twist? There are a couple of twists. One, several of the women are saying that they kind of were on a payroll, depending on who you're talking about, because there must have been a pecking order, I don't know. Some were getting $5,000 a month, some were getting up to $20,000 a month. And then there is the story of Corey Riss, one of the New York women who's been linked to Woods. She was on the Today Show on the morning, obviously, the start of the week on Monday morning, and revealed some details about her affair with Woods. She claimed her physical relationship with Woods lasted 6 months, but then they were friends for 2.5 years, during which time Woods still was going after her. And like I said, it's just crazy. If you're Matt Lauer, probably when he comes in, he says, well, who are we interviewing today? Because I think they've had maybe 3 or 4 of these women on. Anyway, here's a little snippet of that.
They're saying horrible things and very hurtful things that just are not true. That I'm a hooker and a prostitute and that he's paid me for things, and it's not true. You know, I'm not trying to volunteer myself saying, you know, I'm part of this and me too, and look at me, I'm very ashamed of this, and I have to, you know, set an example for my son that I made a mistake and these are the consequences. So I did not think I'd be in this position. I knew what was happening was wrong, and I knew that there could be problems. That's why I walked away from this relationship. I believed some things he had told me, and mm-hmm. I wanted to believe them, and then his actions were speaking louder than his words, and I got out of it. He did not approach me. He sent somebody over who was supposedly his trainer mm-hmm. and just said, you know, Tiger Woods would like to meet you, and would you be interested in having a drink with them and him and his friends? And I agreed. He immediately just pursued me, and he would call and text and invite me on trips with him, and we built a friendship, and that's how it all started.
I'll tell you what, he must have been the master of juggling, because women were being flown to different PGA stops, and boy, there you could easily see how there could be a clash if somebody just decided to show up on their own. And his wife now has been seen out and about and wherever she is. She did buy that place in Sweden, but I don't know if she's necessarily there right now. She might be, or on her way, but she has been shown without her wedding ring. So it's like it's worse than a soap opera, I'm telling you. You couldn't even write this stuff. So here's where we are in America tonight. Coming up, we've got birthdays this day in history and news you can abuse. Speaking of abuse, how about this story I happened to see on one of the networks about the postal employees who owed $300 million in taxes, according to the IRS. Boy, the IRS, they will get you coming and going. $300 million. How about that? So this is what the deal is. The U.S. Postal Service turns out to have more tax delinquents than any other federal agency or department, period. They compiled these statistics from 2008, and it showed the amount of money that the federal workers didn't pay the government in taxes, and that's what it came up with, the almost $300 million. That's like 10% of the $3.4 billion owed by the federal employees. Oh, man. So, of course, you know, somebody's got to come out and make some kind of statement. And they had a spokesperson for the United States Post Office say that it's important to consider the percentage of those owing taxes at the Postal Service is relatively small compared with other agencies. Whatever. You got a bunch of tax cheats. They don't want to pay. They know they got to deliver the mail. They got to hand out all those miserable IRS you owe me envelopes, and they see they don't want to do it. They don't want to pay. Hey, we go from that with the IRS, and it just gets worse for the Postal Service. After I read that, I was somewhere else and I saw a story about mail not getting delivered. Knock on wood, I have an excellent mailman, but and I seem to have had some really good people that have done the mail where I've been. But there was one report about some overworked Postal Service employees who decided, you know, they didn't really feel like working. So what they did was this. They basically buried packages, if you will. In other words, when they were processing the packages, they push them aside. So if your package is on its way and she hasn't, and somebody on the other side, you know, your mother-in-law, whoever hasn't received it, it could be that the post office has been hiding the mail. And where this happened was someplace in Connecticut where they were having problems, and they were just pushing it aside, kind of hiding the mail. So the people who had packages that went through a certain post office, it's, you know, it got there late. Even first class letters were pushed aside because there weren't a lot of workers. So the workers who were there got tired of having to work so fast and work so hard. So they would just push it off. And they had mail that was stuffed into closets and unused rooms at mail spots in Waterbury and Wallingford, because they didn't know how to keep up with the volume of mail. So that's why they did it. Can you imagine? And then it's like you think you're crazy. You know when you send something to somebody and you didn't hear anything, and normally you'd hear them and you're all excited because it could just, no matter what it is, whatever it is that you mail them. And you call them up and it's like you think you're crazy because you know that you mailed the stuff and it didn't get there. But here they are throwing it in a room, putting it other places because they don't want to process it because they're furious that there's not enough people to work at the post office. So they just decide, you know, who's ever working there, they just decide, boy, it'll just be easier for us, easier on a couple of us if we just kind of bury this mail. I think it's a big deal if we bury the mail. And I know, I swear, I used to say to my mother, I mailed something, and she'd say, well, it must be Pony Express. But I'm hoping I wasn't one of those people, and this wasn't in Connecticut or New York, but I hope it wasn't those people that was a victim of not enough employees. So we're gonna put this off to the side here for a second and not push it through. Woo. A couple of headlines to tell you about in case you missed a kind of a re-rack on America Tonight. In Illinois, the Thompson prison gets big news. They're going to get some of the Guantanamo prisoners, about 100 of them. It's a brand new facility, brand new in the sense it's been there since 2001. There are some inmates there, but it's a huge prison. And if, in fact, Gitmo does get closed, because there still has to be money to close it, and that hasn't been funded yet. And, you know, we have our terrorism expert, Jeff Atticott, who comes on and says they can't do it, it's illegal. We'll see if it happens or not. But according to memos and according to the White House, this prison is where they're going to go. The ones who are not being tried in New York as the worst of the worst, with definite connections to 9/11, the five that are going to be tried there, including Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. So that's big news, because I think there's going to be repercussions from that one, certainly. Worldwide, the climate talks are kind of, they're not at a standstill, they're still going on. But will there be any bite coming out of Copenhagen? Because that was the thought, hey, we're going to have this agreement. We're going to be talking about emissions, and we're going to have enough of the world that agrees with the United States, and we're going to loosely have some sort of an agreement that maybe in a year could be legally binding. But all hell broke loose, if you will, and developing nations said, we're basically saying, well, forget about it, it's on our backs. And then they had some protests, so it's not going well. Tick-tock, the clock is ticking. I don't think anything's going to come out of that. A lot of conversation and promises of what could happen down the road, but nothing, like I said, let's put it this way, with real teeth in it. Speaking of having teeth in it, Obama thought as the president of the United States, he would summon the fat cat bankers, his words, to the White House and talk to them about loosening their lending practices because, hey, you're gunking up the works with my numbers since unemployment has gotten worse in so many areas, and part of it has to do with lending, small businesses not getting the loans they need, etc. But the 12, because there was 12, J.P. Morgan, Goldman Sachs, etc., that went to the White House to talk to the president, didn't seem like they were too worried about the conversation with him as to whether or not they will actually loosen up some of the policies and push more paper out the door, so to speak, from the banks. I'm saying on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being that they're going to make more loans, 1 being, you know, the worst, I'm saying it's probably 1 to 2. I don't see them pushing more loans, certainly not Bank of America, or certainly not J.P. Morgan, and, you know, again, he talked some big words on 60 Minutes, the president did, and his advisors have been talking about it as well. There's been a lot of rhetoric volleyed about, but I think that's all it is. Stay with us, more to come.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
If you have more than $25,000 in debt and are facing foreclosure, we can stop the foreclosure in one day and get you out of debt in 90 days without making a single payment. Did you know that debt settlement is illegal in at least 7 states and that if you hire an attorney to help you get out of debt, you'll pay 7 to 10 times more than legally necessary? The system is rigged. These guys get kickbacks from your creditors while charging you up front to get into nothing more than just another payment plan. Look, this isn't brain surgery. You just need the right information and the right help and answers to your questions. No clients of zero debt in 90 days have had to negotiate with creditors or go to court. Our proven system stops collection calls in 1 minute. Since 1993, we have helped over 80,000 people get out of debt without making a single payment to creditors. Get the right information today and get out of debt in just 90 days. Ask about our $25,000 guarantee and your free copy of 7 Secrets to Debt Freedom when you call 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com today. Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
We're going to start off with news you can abuse. And boy, there's some good ones. Remember we told you about the guy who was on the motorized bar stool just cruising down the street having a good old time and then saying, well, you know what, this happened in Newark, Ohio. And this is interesting what happened. The bar stool, well, first of all, let's rewind this. Kyle Weigel crashed in March in Newark. He was charged with driving under the influence. He pled guilty. He served 3 days in a driver education program. So the bar stool that he used topped out and was sold on eBay at more than $1,000. It was a motorized bar stool. and it ended up $1,125 is the exact amount that was paid for it, and people all over the country bid on it. So the I guess the money that was raised on eBay is going to be used toward back child support that is owed by Weigel. So that's good for his family, right? So the winner has to pick up the bar stool in person. Yeah, they're not going to ship it. We want our $1,125, and we're not shipping this to you. All right, this is a very strange story, although I'm sure it makes sense to people who understand the deal about monkey meat. A Liberian woman was caught smuggling monkey meat, no kidding, through customs. She's been sentenced to probation. Marnie Minch was arrested after agents seized a shipment of dozens of primate parts hidden in a batch of smoked fish. It included the skulls, the limbs, the torsos of monkeys and baboons. Charged with, she was charged with smuggling endangered species. Her lawyers argue that she and other Liberian immigrants in the New York City borough of Staten Island needed the meat for religious reasons. The judge ultimately rejected the defense, but gave a lenient sentence because she had 11 children, 11 kids. That's lucky, because that's an odd one. How about a totem pole being stolen and found 200 miles away? Police say an 18-foot totem pole from a West Seattle park was found 200 miles away in Oregon. No joke. The Seattle Times, in fact, reported the story. It's a 69-year-old West Seattle man led them to the pole. He had a crew with a crane help move the totem pole, but it's unclear is whether or not the crew knew that the guy didn't have the permission to take the landmark in the first place, okay? So the totem pole was noticed missing a couple of weeks ago. The Rotary Club of West Seattle donated the pole to the city in 76. They say it would have cost about $75,000 to replace. Who knew a totem pole cost that much? So I guess the good news is they're not out the 75 grand. They found the pole, had to bring it back, and that couldn't have been easy. But hey, they were able to do it, so that's good. How much would you pay for a makeover? What if you were a neo-Nazi? This is another strange story out of Newport Richey, Florida. John Allen DeTullo is pretty much a walking billboard for the neo-Nazi movement. He's got a large 15-centimeter swastika tattooed under his right ear. This is common sometimes in prison. A barbed wire inked down the right side of his face, and a some kind of a vulgarity, I guess, scrolled on one side of his neck. I don't know what it says, actually. And jurors will never see any of it. A judge ruled that the state has to pay a cosmetologist up to $150 a day during his trial on murder and attempted murder charges to apply makeup to cover up the black ink. Judge Michael Andrews, acting on a request by the lawyer, ruled that the tattoos are potentially offensive and could influence a jury's opinion in this death penalty case against the 23-year-old accused of wearing a gas mask, breaking into a neighbor's home, and stabbing two people, killing one of them. Since his arrest back in 2006, just north of Tampa, the self-described neo-Nazi added tattoos to his body, like I said, prison, that are prominently displayed and not easily concealed. He doesn't have the money to pay to have them covered up, so they decided he wouldn't get a fair trial, and the judge agreed. So a cosmetologist gets paid to come in and do that. I'm sure the cosmetologist loves this. There was a case like this in another state a couple of years ago where you had a teenager who was an assassin for a drug cartel charged with murder. And same thing, wore makeup in the courtroom to cover up the facial tattoos. And he ended up pleading guilty to a 40-year sentence before the case actually went to the jury. But it was the same deal, that the tattoos would have prejudiced them in some way. All right, let's head to this day in history. It is Tuesday, December 15th. Oh, how time flies. It seems like just yesterday. I was saying there are 250 days left in the year. Well, there are 16 days left in the year. In 1791, the Bill of Rights went into effect following ratification by Virginia. In 1890, the Sioux chief Sitting Bull and 11 other tribe members sadly were killed in Grand River, South Dakota during a confrontation with the Indian police. In 1938, groundbreaking ceremonies for the Jefferson Memorial took place in D.C. with President Franklin Roosevelt taking part in the festivities. In 1939, the motion picture Gone with the Wind had its world premiere in Atlanta. Perfect city for that, huh? And it makes sense if you know anything about Gone with the Wind. In 1964, Canada's House of Commons approved dropping the red ensign's flag in favor of a new design. Any guesses as to what the new design was? 10 years ago, President Bill Clinton's, with his close mediation, Syria reopened peace talks with Israel in Washington. All right, let's head to birthdays. We got a bunch of them. I think you're going to recognize about five people at least on the list. Yeah, let's give you some of them. How about actress Helen Slater, 46 years old? Are you saying, ooh, who are you talking about? How about Adam Brody? He's an actor. I know you know who he is. How about actor-comedian Tim Conway? Think back to the Tim Conway days, 76 years old. Rock musician Dave Clark from the Dave Clark 5, 67 years old. Actor Don Johnson, Miami Vice, I know you know that name, 60 years old. Movie director Alex Cox is 55 years old. Rocker Paul Simonon from The Clash is 54 years old. Donna Brazile is 50 years old. You see her on some of the Sunday shows, specifically ABC. She seems to be a regular there on that round table. So a big birthday for her. Rock musician Carmine Appice from Vanilla Fudge is 63 years old. You're celebrating birthday. Happy birthday to you. You're not alone. Actor Georgia Gore the second is 27. Stuart Townsend, the actor, is 37 years old. And also celebrating a birthday, movie director Julie Taymor, Lion King, Ring Any Bells, anyone 57 years old. Singer Cindy Birdsong from The Supremes is 70 years old. Wish I saw a picture of her. She looks pretty good, Sonny. Actor Justin Ross is 55 years old. I don't think I threw him in the middle of that. Also, Tito Trawick from Crowd Hyper is 32 years old. Leave you with this one. Experience is a good teacher, but she sends in terrific bills. That was from an American writer.